Dear God, we thank You in the wondrous name of Jesus. And we ask You today to let us let the Lord. Just let the Lord. God, we know that You're for us. We know that You've called us and told us we're the very apple of Your eye. Help us to rest in Your love for us this morning. Help for that love to just grow, God. Encourage us. Lord, enlarge our steps in You today. Help us to come out bold. Not more bold, but bold in You. That Your love, God, in Your Son, is in us. Oh, it's in us. And we thank You for that. May we magnify that wondrous, wondrous Savior Jesus. May the Holy Spirit anoint each and every life. Anoint this time. Anoint Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd open your Bibles today with me, we're going to the 21st chapter of John. What a sweet book. But we'll be in the 21st chapter and reading from the 15th verse. And this is when Jesus so sweetly is dealing with lives, but specifically with the life of Brother Peter. And in John 21:15, we pick it up there and it says, "So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he had said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep." Now, I have to tell you, I get excited reading about this. I hope and pray to God that you can place your life right here today. Yeah. The transformation was beginning in this dear brother's life. Praise God, Peter the servant. We all want to be a wonderful servant of the Lord. But the Lord was looking for a worshiper. And praise be to God, He was calling out a worshiper here. The Peter that would have stand before the Lord and said, Lord, I'm not going to let anybody take You. And we know where that went. Basically, the Peter that would shake the hand of the Lord and give the Lord a hug was now going to be transformed into the man that the Lord would say, Hey, Peter, I want you to draw nigh to Me now, son. And I want you to come here and kiss Me. Praise be to God. All the past failures, brothers and sisters, dealt with in a moment of time. In a very moment of time. And I hope that you've been there. And I pray, I'm telling you, I pray to the Lord that He would bring you even here this morning. They were finished in a moment of a true heart conviction that would catapult this dear brother. And I'm telling you, catapult him. The very power of His might was coming to live in this life. It wasn't going to be long before Peter was going to receive that wonderful Holy Spirit. Be filled with the very power of God. A man was coming out of this boy. Knowledge was becoming testimony. By the grace of God, it was going to be, Peter, not only feed my sheep, but lead my sheep. Something mighty is coming on. Now, as an assembly, brothers and sisters, we have read and rejoiced and loved in this text many times before, haven't we? Praise the Lord. I think of how Brother Hill would go over and over. And I'm telling you, Brother Peter learned that as well as Brother Paul. I'm going to put you in remembrance of these things always. Amen. Always. By the grace of God, let us be faithful servants and get into this always. But praise the Lord, what had happened here that we had rejoiced about specifically was in the word love. Isn't it wonderful? That wonderful love. And how Peter's life was transformed in that love. And basically what we had learned in this is that Peter knew the Lord. He loved the Lord, but that love was a filial love, a friendship love. Lord, I love you as a friend. I humanly love you. But then we saw this wondrous transformation that a love of a friend became a divine love. That Lord was bringing something out very special, very precious. He was putting into this life. And he was bringing in to him the very agape love, the divine love, the love that was going to bring him forward and create the vessel that the Lord wanted to make in this brother's life. But the Lord encouraged me. And isn't it wonderful how the Lord encourages you? You know, people say, well, how does the Lord speak to you? Just be still, know that He's God and He'll speak to you. He really does. And it was so sweet. I can't think of how many times truly, by His grace, I've read through this text. And He was bringing out all these different things. But He specifically put my attention to another word within this wonderful text. And I'll tell you, as to my sweet surprise, not only are there differences in the three loves, not only are there differences in the three feeds, there's a difference in the word knowest. And it's a very special difference. And we're going to examine that today. You see, the first two, Lord, thou knowest, it refers to a human knowledge. Something that can be observed by all. Basically, what Peter was saying is, Lord, you and I both know. Matter of fact, everybody here, Lord, knows that I love you. I'm your disciple. I follow you. Huh? Now you've risen, you're back here. Let's just be satisfied with that and let's go on. I'm sure Peter wanted to forget a lot of things. Yes, he did. But see, the Lord was after something far more. He was after the very heart of Peter. He really was. And I'm confident because, you know what, I've been there. And I don't know if you have, but I've been there. And I think of these trials that the Lord brings me through, the failures. Well, Lord, there's not going to be another one. Uh-uh. This is it. You've risen. I understand this. There's great victory. And now we're going to just wrap it up. But see, little did Peter realize that the Lord was going to go to the right hand of the Father. Mm-hmm. And Peter was going to be there about 35 more years. Oh yeah? Did you know that? And Peter hadn't seen anything yet. And Peter needed to be filled with the power from up on high. He had to receive the Holy Ghost for what the Lord was going to do in that life, what the Lord was going to build in that life. And it was so precious because he did open up to that power. And I think how immediately after, or very soon after, the Lord allowed Peter to be filled with the Holy Ghost, all the wondrous excitement, the euphoria that came forth, the healings, the infilling, the power, being able to be imprisoned, and thanking the Lord for the scourgings, for the whipping. Say, Lord, I'm suffering with you. How mighty. But then that wasn't it either, was it? There was going to become a time of a barren place. Oh yeah. A place when he would have to go without the camp. A time was coming when he wasn't even going to be around other disciples. A time that he was going to know, like Brother Paul knew, all in Asia have forsaken me. I've been studying this, dear brother, and what God did for him. And Peter all the way along thought, well, it was over now. It's going to change. And let me tell you something. God wanted to bring him in closer. He wanted him to become more dependent upon him. He wanted him to take that place. Not of running around and doing all these great things, Peter. But get over here and put your head on my breast. Learn from that dear brother, John, the disciple that I love. I love you too, Peter. But there was a special love going on there because he rested in me. He rested in the Lord. Praise God. And something happens, brothers and sisters. That final Lord thou knowest comes about out of his lips. Something begins to break through. It's no longer, Peter, do you love me more than all these disciples? Peter, do you love me more than fishing? Peter, do you love me more than life? Uh-uh. It's, Peter, do you love me? Peter, are you in love with me? And that's what Jesus Christ is asking you today. God is dealing with your heart today. Are you in love with my son? I just thank him. All of these events that Peter had gone through to this time where God had showed him something. Here it was still. There wasn't anything really going on. It was just the Savior speaking to him. This was in spirit. You've heard me say it before. The Lord has taught me, if I'll just be still and know that He is God, He'll take me more places in spirit at my breakfast table than ever when I get in a car, I go on a trip, I go to work, I go anywhere. It's when I'm still and I know that He is God. And this is what was going on. It was magnificent. An intimacy started happening. It wasn't about the event anymore. It was, Lord, I'm shut up to You and You alone. And I'm going to listen to what You're going to tell me. And no longer am I even going to speak. I'm just going to know that You are God. A marvelous time. And it hit our dear brother. It did. See, when we just get shut up to God and we listen to His voice, we get grieved. We do. There's a grieving up in my heart right now. I don't really know why. I just know that it's a conviction in my life. I know it's a conviction and a burden for your life. Because it's the love of God. It is. And he was grieved. And a sorrow came upon and in his life like never before. It wasn't even close or worthy to be compared, brothers and sisters, when he denied the Lord the 3 times there before that cock had crowed. This was far beyond that. It really was. There was something that was a greater and a deeper meaning. Peter finally faces and he says to the Lord in his heart, "You know what, Lord? I don't know." Have you ever been there? I pray to the Lord, He's brought you there. Lord, I don't know. Lord, I don't know anything. Lord, the one thing I do know is that without You, I can't even love You. Lord, I love You only because You first loved me. And I think how he uttered this last, "Lord, Thou knowest," and it's a different word in the Greek. I'll butcher it up, so I'm not even going to tell you what it is. But it's a different one. You can go search it out for yourself. But it's no longer a human knowledge, brothers and sisters. It's no longer a knowledge that can be perceived by everyone. It's, "Lord, only Thou knowest." It's, "Lord, only what You know that counts." And brothers and sisters, that's where we need to be today. I pray I'm a testimony to you. I pray that you're a testimony to me. But you know that all that matters is He knows my heart. I stand open before Him today. And He knows my heart. And He knows your heart. And He knows what's going on. And He alone knows your hurt. He knows your joy. He knows your downsetting. He does. He knows your uprising. He knows tomorrow. He's got it covered. And I'm starting to really rest in that I've got a God that knows. And Peter, brother, you've got a God that knows. And it was then, it was so special, that the smoking flax arrived. The bruised reed. Okay, you're thinking, what's he saying? He ravished the heart of God. Because finally before the Lord, you know what stood before him? Was a meek, a humble, finally a readied vessel that was going to be prepared to receive the divine love of God. Oh yeah. It's exciting. It's exciting when you receive the divine love of God. It's amazing. Because the transformation begins to take place. And I read about Brother Peter. And you know what happened to him? He got bold. Praise God. He got armed. So you got to come to Bible study. 1 Peter 4:1. He got armed with the very mind of Christ. He became a dangerous man. He did. Not to himself anymore. He was always dangerous to himself. But he received the power from up on high. No longer was he going to be mowed down by the devil. It wasn't going to happen. Because he learned that, devil, I can't fight you in my own strength. You are more powerful than me. But praise be to God. Behold the Lamb. This is who fights my battles. I don't even fight anymore. I say, Satan, flee. Get thee behind me. I'm getting it, Lord. I'm armed with your mind. And it's exciting. I'm telling you. To be armed with the mind of Christ. I'm telling you, you better watch out. Those who have done me wrong, you had better watch out. I'm coming. There's power in me that's coming to forgive you. There's power that's coming in my life that's opening it up to even forget it. And I'm telling you, the knockout punch is, it's even coming that I can do good unto them that despitefully use me. I quit being in love with self. And I started being in love with God. And the transformation that takes place in our lives, just like we look at this brother here. Oh, what a fervent flame begins to grow and to burn. But you know, brothers and sisters, as with God, there's even another layer here. And there's more layers. Don't ever think that you've exhausted anything. You haven't even scratched the surface. Do you know that? I pray that we know this. You've been sitting here for years and said, I've been under Brother Hill's ministry for 40 years. I know the Word of God. No, you don't. If that's your heart, you don't. You're going to know Him in humility. When I look out and I see a meek vessel that's saying, Lord, I don't know. But I know You do. And I know if I be otherwise minded, You'll even make that known unto me. I know that You've given me a willing heart by the grace of God. You saw it in ages past. And he who wills to know will know. Because it's Your will, God. It's Your will, and You heard me when I said I'm going to go, Lord. You did hear me. And You're going to bring it to pass. You're going to bring the waves. You're going to bring them one by one by one, and sometimes three, and sometimes it's multiplied, and sometime you're going to be at the very bottom of that ocean, and you're going to be despairing of your life. And you're going to come to a time, and you're going to say, Lord, I don't know. But I know You do. And I'm telling you, You'll come up like a bullet. And He'll have you ascend to a glory that you have never remotely even smelled or thought or dreamt about. Man, let Him get personal today with you, brothers and sisters. Take 40 minutes of your life and set it aside. Really, do it. When you come into the house of God, quit thinking about anything else. At least for a moment. He's got things for us. He's got riches untold, and they're in His hands. And if we could just stop and step off. This world is a toboggan slide, and it is. It's sliding right into hell itself. And He has reward for you. But you got to want to say, Lord, let me be still and sup with You. Oh my. But in this other layer, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, God gets down to it every time. Peter didn't even realize the depth that he was speaking. Stay with me on this. This is exciting stuff. This really is. For those who really are after the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, let this just grip your hearts. Peter was speaking on a level that Peter didn't even know about. He didn't. Because it wasn't for him. Mm-mm. Peter, brothers and sisters, if you know the Word of God, his place is to sit on one of those thrones, ruling and reigning over the 12 tribes someday. Precious place. God had to perfect and finish his course, the author and finisher of his faith, just like he wants to do for us. Praise the Lord. But that was for Peter. But praise be to God that Peter is being used here, just as we're studying and gleaning all through 1st and 2nd Peter. He's used as a vessel that's bringing forth the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And there's the message to the bride that's coming forth out of this vessel. So what he's saying here, in this final, thou knowest, if you get into this, this is the knowledge of the union between a husband and wife. It is. Lord, thou knowest. This is getting into the meaning of this word, where it's the greatest know there ever could be, and it's the knowledge of a union between two lovers. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. He's bringing that out in us. And finally, it comes to the place, brothers and sisters, I hope you're before the Lord saying this to Him today. You know, Lord, there's nothing more for me to show. You know what, Lord? There's nothing more to do anymore. There's nothing even more to say. It's, Lord, Thou knowest. It is. It's my love. You know. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever even been in a relationship where I love you just doesn't get it done? Well, if you haven't, by the grace of God, He's inviting you into the one that it does, and the only one that really matters. And it's, Lord, You know it. I can't even describe it. I can't tell You really what I'm feeling in here, Lord, because You put it there, and only You know. Only You know what's going on here. I think of it finally as it said, her husband rests in her. Oh, yes. See, He's crying out to His people today. He cried out to them all the time. But specifically today, and it's specifically your life. And He's saying, don't miss the best part. Don't miss the best part. Don't miss it. Mm-mm. The Word of God talks about rewards. Wonderful to think of. But there's a full reward. Uh-huh. He wants you to finish. Oh, yes, but not just finish. There's a lot of people that hear me say, oh, it's wonderful that we've begun. Oh, praise God. We're Christians. Children of the King. But it's how you finish, man. It's how you finish. And everybody says, oh, well, He's the author and finisher. Yes, but there's a specific how you're going to finish. And it's called joy. And there's a joy in seeing a bridegroom that I'm starting to see. And He's opening it up to you, brothers and sisters, and it's there. And it's something that overwhelms your life. Brother Ty was talking about it. It's called a full overcomer. It's where I'm just fully enhanced. I'm fully embracing. I'm just fully enraptured. I'm just fully in love. I love being beside myself in Jesus. How about you? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you think. It matters what He thinks. It matters what He knows. Peter thought, well, there had to be this order. God, I have to show you these things in my life. And finally getting to the point, Lord, you just search me. How's that? We talked about it last week. Lord, take the reins. Here you go. I'm done. And I'm running free now. Oh, what a privilege to know this. What a privilege. Praise be to God. I heard a man recently say, brothers and sisters, sweet man, Christian man, I spent so much time doing and serving God, I missed all that time being with God. Oh yeah, I hope you're listening to that. You see, you might be present, but you're not here in spirit. You get that? There was Brother Peter 3.5 years in the presence of the I Am. Oh yeah. Doing, being, serving. Praise God, however Christ is preached. But he missed all that time just being with very God, a very God. He's visiting you today. And he said, me, you just have a little while. Yeah, a little while. Your life's but a vapor. Are you laying it up? You laying it up? Precious stone, gold and silver, the stuff that he provides. Are you still over there chopping wood? Yeah. Wood, hay, and stubble, brothers and sisters, it's going to burn. All your work, all your self-righteousness, it's hindering you from the precious stone. It is. Absolutely. I want a crown of precious jewels. John took the time to lean upon his breast, brothers and sisters. Mary took the time to sit at Jesus' feet. Brother Paul came to a time in his life where he said, you know what? All my achievements, all my accolades, all my talents are but dung. But to win you. He told me a long time ago. He said, son, step out of the commotion. Step out of wanting any attention, would you please? I want you to seek a quiet place. I want you to seek a place without the camp. I got a candlelight dinner for two. I can't get it off my heart. And he said, will you join me? And by his grace, sister, I don't think he ever got up yet. I hope I never leave. Did you look into the eyes of Jesus today? Did you sit across the table from him and look into his face and say, Lord, thou knowest. Not only do you know the hair on my head, my thought afar off, I'm growing into the mature, pleasing vessel that's patterned after what you want. That you're looking at me today and saying, oh, what lovely eyes. Oh, your hair is so beautiful, honey. Your teeth? Oh, I didn't realize you looked that close, Lord. Even your neck. He's loving my mind. He says, my temples. Do you love his love letter? Oh my gosh. And I'm learning just to sit back across from him. And I'm entering into the rest. Because I'm ceasing from my own works. And I'm entering into the rest of God. And I'm learning to say, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, Thou knowest. I don't have a care anymore because Thou knowest. I know that I said before, Lord, I am my beloved's and You are mine. But it's turning into I am my beloved's. I'm His. And His desire, oh yes, His thoughts, His love, His grace, and Thou knowest, and Thou knowest, His desire is toward me. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You. Lord, we just ask that we would be tender to receive Your proposal this morning. To tend upon it, Lord. To look into it. To hold that fast which Thou hast. Lord, what we have, may we look into the depth of that vision and rejoice that Your desire is toward us. And in that we do say, yea, amen. Lord, come quickly. May we be ready. May we be looking. May we, by Your grace, be the ones whose faith is full to meet You in the air and forever to be with the Lord. And it's in that wondrous name of our Savior, and by grace, soon to be bridegroom, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen.